Well, good day, everybody. It's Pastor Tim Karskett here, Christian Center Shreveport. Daily podcast. We've been talking about 5784 all week. And this will be our last day before our Supernatural Friday. We talked about the honey, but what about the milk and honey of the promised land? God has opened doors for us. He's promised us honey and milk for this coming season. Let's talk about that portion of the promises waiting us. You've made mistakes, you feel it, you got what it takes, believe it, any wrong can be made right, just forgive it, you need not fight, Shana Tova Umetuka, it's Rosh Hashanah, Shana Nana Tova Umetuka, dip your apple in the honey, it's Rosh Hashanah.
Waiting to find you. Open your eyes. The dreams you prize are all around you. The smiles are hiding.
Well, Shana Tova. Welcome. It's our Thursday podcast. Our last normal one. We always do Supernatural Friday. So we want to finish well this week. The 21st day of September 2023. This weekend, we're really excited about Yom Kippur, or Day of Atonement. The beauty for us and what that means for us is the redemption of our lives. And yes, there's a believer's judgment, but look, we should look forward to that, that we have served the Lord with all our heart, soul, and mind, and all our strength, loved our neighbors, ourselves. When you do that, and you have to look forward to that day. Well, we gave the word about honey, and I just felt contextually I want to make sure I covered as well the milk and honey. Milk means a lot of things. We understand it can mean for babes and so forth. But there was a great meaning when the Lord was promising that to Israel about the meaning of the land of milk and honey and to them. And we shared a little bit that day about the honey part. But it was very important because those terms, milk and honey, represented a fertile, prosperous land that had abundant resources. That's what it represented. They could find their sustenance there, their provision. They could find economic prosperity. It meant there were fertile fields there, fruitful vineyards, crops, you know, livestock. And it's huge when it says milk and honey. It's more than just the white stuff we drink. It's got to have a cow, right? Well, a cow's got to be livestock, right? Livestock has to have something to eat, has a field, has owners, on it goes. I mean, you just got to follow the trail backwards where the milk came from and understand what that really represented. So they were a divine gift from God to Israel, and they're a divine gift to us in 5784, that God is going to bring that. It's a covenant that God has promised. He did that for Abraham, right? And we're joint heirs with Abraham through Christ Jesus. And now the prophetic is it's coming this year at another level. It's always there, but it's a higher level this year. The Lord has met with us and told us that. And for them, you know, that word was huge because they were coming out of slavery and bondage. So a word of milk and honey to somebody who's a slave, I mean, I'm coming out of here. I'm going into something greater. And Abraham had foreseen the 400 years of bondage, and he brought warnings about that, but it was coming. And when we see these giants and powerful nations in the earth, to have God come say to you, you're going to go into a land with milk and honey, means you're going to a land where giants are, where other people own what belongs to you, your inheritance. I believe for the most part, most of our inheritance is being tied up and locked up by the enemy. And we've got to get it back. This is a year of recovery, divine recovery. Everybody say that, divine recovery. I'm getting it back this year. Let's believe for that, okay? So what's the meaning for us today, this milk and honey word? The concept of that obviously symbolically means many things. It's about our faith and our future hope. While the physical land we talk about referred to the Canaan for the Israelites, what does it mean for us today? What is God saying through this 5784? You know, the woman at the well, which is one of my favorite stories, Jesus promises a water he can provide people where they never thirst. Even more so, the spiritual water he gives becomes the well of water within us, giving life to others. Because this is one of the things this year is also evangelism. God's going to release this water out of us. So for us, the milk and honey symbolize abundance of blessings that God wants to bestow upon us, beginning with our salvation, which we already have, the indwelling Holy Spirit, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and beyond. So we enter into the promise and we experience the richness of all the fruits of the Spirit, everything that God has to offer us. This is the truth of His Word that He's given us. Now look, we were all once in bondage just like they were. What was our bondage to? Sin, self-seeking, pride. Those were our bondages. But now we get free because of Christ. And that freedom leads us to a land of milk and honey in the Spirit. The ability that God gives all of us. So in the new covenant, we have privileges, yes, but we also got responsibilities to that Lord. Well, how can we deny such a great salvation, as the Word says? And we're encouraged to walk in this in the new covenant. And if we can follow in our own strength, how, you know, we're going to fail, right? That's the failing of the old covenant. But in the new, we've been given the Holy Spirit, and we've been made partakers of that nature, and we've been reconciled to God, and we can live the way He wants us to live. And so this is the inheritance we have in Christ, guys. The very kingdom of heaven. Just as God promised the Israelites, a promised land of milk and honey would be given to them as an inheritance of the kingdom of God, we too, we've been given this inheritance, but ours is eternal. And the kingdom where things are set right the way they're supposed to be. And we're going to go into this place where we're going to get all these promises. And the beautiful part of this inheritance ultimately is we're going to be with the Lord with no tears and no crying, no fears. None of those things will be gone. We're going to be married to God. That's wonderful. But I believe it's available now. And you've got to believe that it is available now. As we read about the milk and honey in Exodus 3, we can learn some things about that, about us in the new covenant. First of all, God is faithful in fulfilling promises. With Israel in the land today, starting in 1948, God is fulfilling that promise. Despite the challenges and delays that they went through as a people, they reached the promised land then and now. God has been faithful and true to His word. And that reminds us that God is going to be faithful to fulfill the promises He's given to us. And this 5784 is a promise of this honey, this provision that's coming. And we can place our hope and our assurance that His promises are yes, and they are amen. They're as reliable for us as they were for them. It also speaks of the hope in the midst of the wilderness. Now remember, in the context, the land of milk and honey represented hope in the midst of their difficult and the difficult journey that they were on. So for us, we find ourselves in seasons of wilderness, right? Trials. I've had a tough couple years. I don't know about you. Uncertainty, not knowing what's going on, but the concept of milk and honey encourages us to hold our hope in Him, put our hope in Him. In this wilderness time we're in, trusting God will lead us to a place of abundance and fulfillment. He's the same God as He was then, as He is now, same yesterday, today, and forever. So future promises and these rewards, the land of milk and honey, serves as a reminder that our present struggles and hardships are just temporary. There is a future full of blessings and abundance that God has prepared for us, and it instills a hope in our hearts, enables us to endure the challenges that we're going through, and the understanding that there's something greater ahead. And now 5784, the Lord is releasing this word that we're going to see it. Now, can you imagine you're in the wilderness like they were, and you get this word, land of milk and honey? Now, you understand conceptually what that means. The honey is there because the land is full of you know, plant life. The milk is there because there's plenty of livestock. Everything's flourishing. And yet you're in a wilderness season. Okay? That's what your hope was. So our hope is anchored in His provision, not ours. So the land of milk and honey demonstrates God is the provider and he desires to bless his people. You can't make the land of milk and honey. You can't just go, well, I'm going to buy cows and I'm going to bring beehives here. No, you have to be in a land that can handle cows, a land that can handle beehives. And God's responsible for that. And he's going to use you in that place. So as Christians, our hope is not rooted in those material things or the worldly achievements, but in God, the faithful provider. And we can trust him to meet our needs, both physical, spiritual, and to provide, to meet us where we are and meet our needs, and even way beyond our expectations. He does above what we could even ask or even think. Another thing is, you need to have an anticipation that this promise is going to come about. And it goes way beyond the physical, but in the spiritual as well, that we're going to have communion, encounters, that honey speaks of the word of God on our lips. I believe that when God says a honey year, this is going to be a year of deep, powerful, prophetic words. John ate the book full of honey. Ezekiel ate a book full of honey. And those are heavy, heavy words, heavy Rebbe, as we say. So as believers, we put our hope in this inheritance, that God's going to do this for us. And then also this hope is a motivator for us, for our faith, that our will work on the issues of our heart. If you know God's got something ready for you, but you got to be postured right to get it, then you look inside your heart and say, Lord, is there any wicked way in me? God's going to provide the future. It's there in the spirit. Can we get there? Christians' hope is in our faith. And then in our faith, we obey. And that's why it says faith without works is dead. We walk this thing out. Let's stay steadfast in this season, in our journey, and put our hope only in him and not put our hope in man. I was reading in Psalms where it says, when you put your strength in man, this is man that will die and his spirit will go upwards. In other words, he'll lose everything once his life leaves him. Why don't we put our hope in the Lord, which is eternal? And that passage in Exodus 3:8 reminds us the land of milk and honey, encourages us in times of wilderness, that gives us the godly character we need, and the Father nails us, he binds us to that provision. And with that in mind, we can't shrink back. We can't fear that this thing's not going to happen. But let's press in to the mark, to the high calling of Christ. Let's keep the kingdom first in our lives, and that eternal reward ultimately is where we're headed. But in the midst of that, knowing that God has something prepared for us. I've been talking so much this week, I don't remember when and where I said it. But your future is prophesying to your present. Does that make sense? The milk and honey, the land of provision, the land that's prospering is not where you are right now. I mean, some of us are starting to walk in. I'm not saying none of us are. Some of us are, but ultimately, God's offering is more even to those who have some now. But the future is prophesying to your present. It's out there in the future because remember, Olam El, the everlasting God, is outside time. So he's already waiting a year from now or 6 months from now, 3 months from now. And he's prophesying to you, the milk and honey land is here. Come. You know, deal with the issues of your heart. Seek God's face. Humble yourself and you can come to where this word is. So we're moving toward our prophetic words. Now, this is the word, 5784. The provision, the doors open. He's the milk and honey. He is, everything's pointing to Jesus. Are you getting this? The whole week long. Everything points to him. He is the path to our success. He's the path to our provision. And the best part is God is highlighting it. So I have great expectation. And you can say, well, the world's just going down and the economy's bad. God's not. His land's full of milk and honey. Look, when wealth and other things never leave the world. They just move around. And you need to understand that. Money doesn't go away. Gold doesn't go away. It just changes hands. And God likes to change hands and take from the wicked and give to the righteous. He has other ways of doing it. But God wants you to have it in your hand if you go after this word this year. So I'm going to close with that. I'm going to pray for you. Thanks for listening this week. Hope that encouraged you. Get ready for Yom Kippur this Sunday as we declare the word of the Lord. Father, I thank you that you're giving this insight, Lord, the Issachar anointing to know what time it is and what we must do. You're telling us what time it is. It's time for provision. It's time to go through the doors. And now you're telling us what we must do. Broken, lay before you, worship you, go up in the land of provision, knowing that you are the door to that land and that provision that you have for your people. In the midst of a wilderness season, a difficult season, you will give. In the name of Yeshua, amen, amen. All right, join us tomorrow for our Supernatural Friday podcast. We love you guys. See you. Well, thanks for listening each and every day here on our daily podcast. We hope you enjoyed that. Again, thank you for all of you that have been giving. Your giving has really helped us. If you notice on our web streams, we have new video equipment. We're trying to get our systems upgraded. Give some grace while we're learning the new system. And that is available. Thank you. Many of you sewed into that. And you can do that at ChristianCenterStreetport.com. There's a give button there, or you can do it on our app. Again, don't forget our app has changed quite a bit. We've added a lot of new features on there now, giving you the materials you need to help navigate through this season. All right, God bless you. Come back tomorrow, and we'll keep building during this season.